All right. Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to dive in.
Okay, great. So today we're taking a look at QA strategy, specifically for rapid software releases.
Right.
Which we've been getting a ton of requests about this lately. Seems like everyone's trying to push updates faster and faster these days.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a user, sometimes I feel it.
Yeah.
Like you get all excited about that new app update. And then, bam, it's full of bugs.
Oh, absolutely. I think we've all been there. That dreaded bug fix update that just seems to introduce more problems.
Exactly. Well, like, come on, guys.
Right.
But I do get it, you know, from the developer side, there's this constant pressure to keep up, to get new features out there. But how do you do that without sacrificing quality?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And that's what we're going to try to unpack today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we've got some really great sources to help us do that. Some fascinating articles, research papers, even a few case studies, you know, things that you, our listeners, have sent in. And the first thing that really jumped out at me was this idea of a shift left testing.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's really about changing the whole mindset of when and how QA happens. You know, traditionally, testing was often left to the very end of the development cycle, almost like an afterthought.
Right. Like, oh, yeah, let's make sure it actually works before we ship it.
Exactly. But, you know, with rapid releases, you just can't afford to wait that long. So shift left is all about bringing QA into the process much earlier, you know, even starting in the design phase.
I like that. Catching those potential issues before they even have a chance to become like full-blown bugs.
Precisely. And it's not just about finding bugs either. It's about making sure that the software is actually meeting user needs, that it's designed for testability, all that good stuff.
It's like a preventative approach.
It is, yeah. It's like, think about it like building a house, right? You wouldn't wait till the house is fully built to check if the foundation is stable, would you?
Oh, no. That's a recipe for disaster.
Right. You'd inspect it along the way, make adjustments as needed. And that's what shift left testing is all about.
I see. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And it seems like automation plays a big role in all of this, too.
Oh, huge. Absolutely. Especially when you're talking about rapid releases. I mean, you just can't manually test everything fast enough to keep up with that pace.
Right.
So automation is crucial. But, and this is important, it's not about replacing human testers altogether. It's about using automation strategically.
How do you mean?
Well, think of it this way. There are certain types of tests that are really well suited for automation, like regression testing, for example, making sure that new code changes haven't broken existing functionality. That's something a computer can do really well.
Yeah.
But then there are other types of testing, like exploratory testing or usability testing, where you really need that human touch, that human intuition.
So you're saying automation frees up the human testers to focus on those more complex tasks.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Shift left, automate strategically.
Yeah.
What else? What are some other key things to keep in mind when you're developing a QA strategy for rapid releases?
Well, I would say communication is huge.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Well,
communication is key in any team setting, right?
Absolutely. But it's especially crucial in this kind of fast-paced, high-pressure environment.
Right.
You know, you've got developers, testers, product owners all working together, often on tight deadlines. And if there's any miscommunication, things can go wrong very quickly.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, what if a feature gets pushed live without proper testing? Because there was a misunderstanding about the deadline.
Exactly. And we actually saw that happen in one of the case studies you sent, the one about agile project failures. Hmm. There were some pretty disastrous examples in there of how poor communication just completely derailed software releases.
Ouch. Sounds like a good reminder to double check those emails.
Right. Communication is key.
Okay. So we've got shift left. We've got automation. We've got communication. What about the user? How do we make sure that all this rapid development is actually resulting in a product that people love, that meets their needs?
Yeah, that's where feedback loops come in. And this was highlighted in a few of the sources, particularly that Harvard Business Review article on building a culture of continuous feedback. It's basically the idea that you need to be constantly gathering feedback from users, from beta testers, even from within your own organization.
Right.
And using that feedback to inform your development process to make sure you're on the right track.
Yeah. It's like a constant cycle of testing, learning, and improving.
Exactly. And it's essential for any software development process, but even more so when you're working at this rapid pace.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here. It seems like the key takeaways for building a successful QA strategy for rapid releases are shifts left testing, strategic automation, clear communication, and continuous feedback loops.
You got it.
That's a great framework to start with. And as you think about applying these concepts in your own work, I want to leave you with this question. How can you start small? What's one tiny change you can make today to incorporate even just a little bit of this rapid release thinking into your process? It doesn't matter if you're building software or designing a marketing campaign or even just planning your next vacation. These principles of early testing, clear communication, and continuous feedback, they can make a real difference. It's all about creating that culture of quality from the very beginning. And that's our deep dive for today.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.